Reading this week, I come across this from Octavius Winslow, and I had to reword it to make it a little more understandable for us, but it's, this is from the perspective of the true Christian's self-examination of himself. So let me read this to you. The human heart, according to Jeremiah 17:9, is described as the most deceitful and desperately wicked entity. In the eye of a true believer, engaged in self-reflection, one's own heart is considered to be most repulsive and unappealing aspect on earth. The innermost core remains concealed from the scrutiny of other human eyes, shrouded in impenetrable mystery. Only the heart itself knows the depths of its own abominable chambers, as God alone forbids any other creature from comprehending them. For the one who intimately understands the corruption within, their heart appears dark, loathsome, and unholy. However, there is a profound message of love directed to the believer. Jesus cherishes that very heart, having acquired it with his own heart's blood, agonies, and tears. Despite the indwelling evil and self-loathing, God observes the heart's struggles, witnesses its conflicts, and acknowledges its sincerity. His attentive care extends to every beat and records every throb, comprehending every feeling, emotion, sorrow, sin, and thought that courses through it. And in closing, the truth of Romans 5 resounds, affirming God's profound love. God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as someone had said, our hearts are idol factories. Lord, we constantly look at the depths of our sin, but then we have to look at it in light of the sacrifice that you paid for that penalty of sin. Lord, we thank you for your offering of yourself for our sins. In Christ's name, amen.